AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Shenhan 65% fair value premium meets a negative pressure read after regional bank pullback. Shenhan Financial's weekly trend remains active, but the latest down week came with only normal participation and a still negative market dynamics read. Research brief. Shenhan Financial Group closed at $66.65 for the week ended 19 June, down 1.0%, while remaining 7.7% above its ShareMaestro trend line and 65.0% above fair value. The setup is balanced rather than emphatic. Relative strength is still positive. The 55-week trend signal remains intact, but activity pressure is negative, and volume at 0.9 times the 13-week average does not confirm a decisive move. Key points. 1. SHG fell 1.0% on the week, outperforming the U.S. bank's regional industry average of negative 1.45%, but lagging the broader U.S. financial services group, which rose 0.54%. 2. The stock remains high in its 52-week range, at 78.2%, with a 9.2% drawdown from the 73.40 high, and a close 7.7% above the 61.87 trend line. 3. Momentum is still constructive over longer windows, with 4-week, 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week returns of 3.6%, 9.6%, 25.0%, and 55.6% respectively. 4. Signal quality is mixed. The trend backdrop is active, and relative strength is positive at 6.17, but market dynamics activity pressure is negative at negative 0.33. And there is no fresh buy signal. 5. Volume was 1.2 million shares, equal to the one-year average but only 0.9 times the 13-week average, leaving participation short of a strong confirmation threshold. Trend intact, but the latest week cooled. Shenhan Financial Group's NYSE-listed shares slipped 1.0% to $66.65 in the latest completed week. A modest setback after a 3.6% 4-week advance and a 9.6% gain over 12 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 55-week active streak and full 52 of 52-week trend breadth, which keeps the medium-term tape constructive despite the latest loss. Price remains above the 61.87 trend line by 7.7%. But the location is no longer fresh. SHG sits 78.2% through its 52-week range and 9.2% below the 73.40 high, leaving the stock closer to the upper band than to the 42.44 low. The valuation read is more demanding. The close is 65.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $40.39, evidence of persistent premium demand, but also a smaller margin for disappointment. Sector context shows support, not dominance. The financial services backdrop was positive for the week, with the broader U.S. group up 0.54%, although SHG lagged that move. Within U.S. banks regional, the stock held up better than the industry's negative 1.45% average weekly return, but its 4-week and 12-week gains of 3.6% and 9.6% trail the industry averages of 4.89% and 13.27%. Breadth is split in a way that matters for follow-through. Regional bank trend breadth is firm at 71.0%, and market dynamics breadth is stronger at 78.0%, but positive relative strength breadth is only 35.0%. That fits SHG's own profile. The trend is active and relative strength is positive, but the stock is not among the more forceful short-term performers when compared with faster-moving peers such as BBAR, AVAL, and BMA. Market dynamics and volume keep the setup balanced. The clearest caution comes from market dynamics. Activity pressure is negative, at negative 0.33, even though the 4-week change is positive, while relative strength reads 6.17 after a stronger early June print. The ShareMaestro expectancy state is undecided at 53.46%, consistent with a stock whose trend remains intact, but whose immediate activity signal has not confirmed a new leg higher. Volume also argues for restraint in the interpretation. Latest turnover was 1.2 million shares versus a 13-week average of 1.2 million and a 52-week average of 1.2 million, producing a 0.9x short-term participation ratio and 1.0x one-year ratio. The move therefore lacks the kind of volume reset that would turn a routine pullback or rebound into stronger evidence. Risk profile and what to watch next. Recent risk is moderate rather than extreme. 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.8%, below the 52-week level of 4.2%, and the one-year split is favorable at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks. Average up weeks of 3.5% compare with average down weeks of negative 2.8%, but the presence of 12 recent reversal markers keeps drawdown risk relevant near the upper part of the annual range. The next test is whether SHG can maintain the trendline buffer while activity pressure improves from negative territory. A volume ratio above 1.5x would provide stronger evidence that institutions are participating in the next directional move. Until then, the market read is constructive, but not fully confirmed. Trend and range positions support the bull case, while valuation distance, negative pressure, and ordinary volume temper the signal. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.